Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Sean.
Hello, happy Friday.
Yay, Friday, Friday.
Last day of February.
Oh yeah, last day of Fab Feb. I can't believe it. I can't believe it actually, because I just feel like this year is escaping us. I've said this a few times, but I've had this chat. I don't know, it's become the new weather chat in my world at the moment, that like instead of talking about the bright days, which I love, it's the fact that we seem to be
like motoring through 2025.
Is a good way to describe it, yeah. Do you know what my new favourite thing to do is?
Go on.
I haven't done it to you yet because I haven't had the opportunity. I've decided in life, and 2025, I've done it a few times now. I've really enjoyed it. It's surprising people with things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like a nice surprise, a shocking surprise. What kind of surprise?
Well, it's
talking?
More little surprises. Like this day last week, Eve thought that I was going to work.
Yeah,
and
that was cute.
She woke up and thought that I... Did I tell you this? No,
you didn't tell me when she woke up. No, you didn't tell
me.
So
she woke up at 7:45 and she said to me, "Mom, it's bright outside." And I said, "Oh no, it's the middle of the night." And then I heard her go, "Alexa, what time is it?" And Alexa said, "It's 7:45. And she turned to me and she goes, "Mom, your show." And I went, "Oh my God, I've missed the show." And she went, "Are you going to be fired?" And I said, "Surprise, I'm staying here." And her like little face, I was like, that is the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I did it again because I was in Wexford for a big meeting.
Big meeting, more on that later.
And I got to collect her from school and her
she
little face at the window.
It.
I swear to God, I want to do that. Like, it's like those
you're,
little things.
You're
are like,
the Cilla Black of modern era. Surprise,
I just don't think you would have the same reaction if you saw me. Just like, oh, she's here. She's in my life again.
If you turned up on a Saturday at my house and
outside
I'd be like,
the window.
Oh, no. Oh, God,
oh my
no.
God. I'd actually do that to
now, show,
see your
look,
reaction.
I know, there is something I have to address early on in the show because I know a lot of people are concerned about it. I know some people may not have slept. I would just like you to know.
Oh, your shoulder.
Great improvements in the bicep over the last 24 hours, okay? Huge improvements.
Can we change my stretch watch on my Instagram to your bicep watch?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
So, Niall, the bicep power is back in action a certain degree. We're up to about 60% strength. We can lift things again. We weren't oohing and ahhing in bed all night. We're on the home straight here. The bicep is back.
I mean, I'm not like, look, I'm not knocking the fact that you think you have a bicep. I think that's great. I think everybody should.
Everyone has a bicep.
Yep. You have a bicep. Anyway, welcome back. And what do you think you did? Was it a deep heat or what was it?
Yeah. And yeah.
Did you start moving it? Like,
look, I'm He-Man in a way. I heal quickly, show. Anyway, good morning to
Happy
you.
Friday.
Here's your two options in front of you.
Right or left, I'll go right.
Okay.
What have you got? What have you got?
Songs with you in the title.
Songs with you in the title. Okay. Okay. So let's go with song number one from 2020. Top five hit in Ireland.
Can I have it one more time, please?
Can I have it one more time?
It's hard, isn't it?
I love this song.
Is it close to you? No.
I actually don't
know. Oh, it's some female artist anyway.
It is.
Sounds
actually,
like the start of a One Direction song.
We haven't heard from her in a while, but she's a new single coming this weekend, I believe.
Doesn't it sound like a One Direction song that... what's that song?
Halsey?
Yes.
Oh!
There's a point.
Well done,
Halsey.
Killian.
You.
Yeah. We have to push him now on that.
Yeah, we do have to push on time.
You. I don't know the name of it.
Okay.
I think it's close. It's not close to you.
No. It was a big hit for 2020. You should be sad.
Oh, I feel so sad.
Wouldn't have got that, but.
You had the artist, though.
I had the voice in my head, and I was like, it sounded like one of those Lana Del Rey ones or something, you know, because she has an interesting voice.
Just, you salvaged the point there, so that's pretty good going.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'll take that. I'll take
let's
that.
Go. Song number two, we're going back to 2005. Massive number one.
He knows it, lads. I knows it.
Can I have one more time? It's hard because it's just one note, just one chord.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, but it's a special note. It's a beautiful note.
It sounds like an X Factor winner.
In that kind of zone, I suppose.
It does sound like an X Factor winner.
There's certainly a performance in an X Factor.
It's not the climb. It sounds very like the climb.
Yeah, it does, actually.
It does sound like the climb. She's been quite smug on this.
Like, go on, show, take it.
I'm rarely smug because I don't do very well in this game, but if I got this wrong, I would not be a true diehard Westlife fan. It is You Raise Me Up. You not their song originally. I do it every time the bridge lifts in Waterford,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and every time I mention the bridge lift, you do it. Shafted. Tough one. Right, Shafted. On to song number three, top 10 hit from 2011. You know this.
Oh, you know this. Ah, yeah. You got it.
Oh, my God. Some DJ. Do I have to guess the two artists here?
I'll take the lead artist generally. I'll
give
you a point.
You got it.
Which will be the producer in this case rather than the vocalist here. I'm trying to help you out there.
Oh. Killian, you got it. Ah, come on, Killian. That's what he always says to me.
He's got a blow
gasket.
Come
on, you know it, Joe.
You know it, Joe.
It's David Guetta.
It is David Guetta.
Everything is David Guetta when it's...
Oh, I can run. Oh, who's the... Usher?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well
done. Without you. It does kind of help that you know it. I did find, like, you know, I did know it, so it drives me on. Thanks for that, show. I'll make sure to do that in your round.
Well, I was actually calling your bluff because I didn't have a notion what that was.
Did you know? Okay, song number four, more recent, 2022.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, that's way too easy. Ag Niall. That's pathetic.
Oh! Tiger Lily's moved to the city. It's George Ezra. What is the name of this? Anyone for You.
Correct, well done.
Anyone.
2 points there.
Good tune.
Okay, and your final song. Songs with You in the title. Here's your intro. It was a UK number one in 2005.
I can't be the same.
Killian. You know it.
Will I love you? It's Neo.
Yeah, it is Neo.
But what's the name? Something with You. Let Me Love You. Actually saw his vinyl in Golden Discs, so I was like, do you know what? A little Neo vinyl would be very niche in my collection, wouldn't it?
He's some good tunes.
He does.
2, 4, 5, 6. 7 points. Good score.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. It's pitiful towards my 8 last week. But anyway, what can you do?
Now it's over to show. I wonder what she could have got as her topic this morning.
My topic this morning is Songs With Me in the title.
Obviously. So here is number one. It was a number one single from 2001.
I'm going
you know
into
it.
The zone. Okay.
It's the song Monica does her little dance to Chandler in that episode. Come on, you know it.
Two artists, of course. Iconic
is it like
piece of
freak
music.
Like Me? No.
No. Come on, you know
you
it.
You know it. You
come
know.
On.
I know, I do know it.
And all your solutions managing history and you can't name a song.
Surely you were... breaking it down to this back in the day on the dance floor.
Tramco, that mine.
Think of R&B artists in that time.
I lose your mind. I took a while to get you and I'm going to lose. Let me blow you. Blow my mind? No.
So close.
My.
Oh, damn close.
No, it's not. Blow my mind.
What's the word you're looking for? And then add that word to the end of the word you just said.
No, I don't think you're helping.
I don't know. That's
really?
Right.
That was what I was aiming
no.
for.
No artist.
No.
Killian.
I don't know. Is it Missy Elliott or someone?
No.
Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Let Me Blow Your Mind. You were so close.
Yeah.
It was Eve and Gwen Stefani.
Eve. I have a child called Eve.
A child called Eve.
Concert.
So tricky. Right. Let's move on to our next song. 2008. You know this. Featuring Gavin and Stacey as well.
It's amazing. I was only watching Gavin and Stacey recently and I was like, oh, this is so cool that an Irish act was in this. It is Brezzy's The Blizzards.
Yeah,
and it is We had a game. This is so funny. We had a game on Kids TV years ago when I worked in Kids TV in RTE, and it was called Slopperation. It was okay. It was a play on Operation, the game. And I was the doctor, and Declan, who I worked with, was the patient. And you used to have to put your hand into his guts and take out items.
Okay.
And this is the theme tune. I've kind of gone a roundabout way to give you the answer.
Just give us the answer.
It's called Slopperation, isn't it?
And I see why this was the theme tune.
It's called Trust Me, I'm a Doctor.
Good tune. Number two in 2008. Right, we move on to our next song. It's another number one single from 2002.
This is called Freak Like Me.
I know, I laughed when you said that a minute ago.
This is the Sugar Babes.
Okay, we're doing well. We're doing well. We're on a roll here. Let's go to our next song. It's more recent. We're
now, remember, fade out of one.
She needs a pause.
And a moose boosh. I need a break in between the songs.
So 2021, a number two single. Here we go. Oh.
Come on.
Again, it's another double artist. I'll take the lead artist for the point. One more time.
Oh my God.
Oh, I know it, like, don't I? Me. Something me, anyway.
Yeah, there's a me. There's definitely a me there. There's definitely a me.
Oh, Shona Lyons. Come on.
You know what's really funny? And I'm a bit like this too.
The older ones.
You can remember a number 12 single from 2004, but you can't remember a number one.
Do you
from
know
last
what
year.
I think that is, though? I think music is like. Well, maybe I'm wrong about this, but like, there's so much more out there now. Is that fair
I don't
to
think
say?
So. I just don't think there's hits. We actually had a band discussion of what songs to play, and we're like, do we bother learning all the new songs? That'll be gone in a minute.
They're not as recognisable.
Like, take Uptown Funk back in the day. That is still a big hit, but like, you're not going to play like Niall Horan's Heaven like in 2 years' time. Do you know?
Uptown Funk was the song that I got my child to sleep to for 2 months.
So let's get on for a while.
I don't know like, this,
you know,
and I don't want to.
Doja Cat says, like, "Kiss
Doja
me."
Doja Cat, I was
kiss me more.
This is the second one.
Okay, we got one song left. Let's have a go, and we're going to 2016, a top three single.
This is Adele.
Oh. Yeah. Right track.
Is it not?
No.
What's she on? What's she on points wise?
Oh no, I've lost. You've won anyway.
Four, so
oh.
She has. You've won. Have a
is
listen
it
again.
Not Adele?
No. No. Really far away from Adele.
Oh,
really.
I was thinking of that Semi Love.
It was his first big hit.
Do it again.
Was it his first big hit?
I've lost anyway.
The other one was then.
Yeah.
What year?
2016.
Is it Ed Sheeran?
No.
Although Ed Sheeran did have a song with someone that this guy knows very well.
Can you just give me a clue? I've lost it.
Handsome
anyway.
Young fella. Went out with a very famous female young artist. They had a dog together. And then they broke up. And
oh,
I still think
man.
About the
it's
dog.
It's your man. It's your man. It's your man. A very good looking fella. Very good looking fella.
Underwear modeling.
Why
as well.
Can't I think of his name? Help me. Help me. Somebody.
He spells it like really
it's
weird.
It's Shawn Mendes.
It's Shawn Mendes.
And it is Shawn Mendes.
You're not getting the points for
I
this.
I know that, Killian. I know.
Come on. It's in there. Think with me in the title. And sing it.
Did...
No,
it's nothing in there. It's nothing in there. I ran it out with me.
It's there's nothing holding me back. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby. So 7-4 this morning. Well done, Killian.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
you go
much.
Go again on Thursday with your chance for revenge.
Did you know like fanfare or anything for me? No,
hang
when
on.
I win.
Well, I'll give you the small crowd applause.
So, yeah, I'll take that. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to come out and do my thing. I've been shafted for a couple of weeks in a row, but look, it feels good to get the win today, and I'll be back on Thursday to do it again and take you down, put you in your place.
Yeah, I think though it is a little bit like you're just brilliant. I'll give you that. So I think next week we should get somebody on to play against me.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
I think you're too good, Killian. You're too good.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You're too big for your boots as well.
7:25 with Martin Solveig. Good beat.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up. Do it.
Okay, it is Wednesday morning. It's 27 minutes past 8. And if you're just joining us, Killian and I did a little trip, a little Penny's haul yesterday.
We did.
Did some shopping for him. He looks great today. But as part of that trip, Niall sent me a little challenge. And the challenge was, with a fiver, what could I buy in Penny's, hun? And Niall is currently standing opposite us, blindfolded this
trying
morning.
Trying to work out what faders are what. But yeah. Anyway, go on.
So basically what's going to happen here is we're going to bring Janine from Wexford onto the show. Good morning, darling. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, Janine, how are you?
Good, good.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm literally just on the way to work.
Okay, Janine, are you a Penny's hun?
I am.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you love a haul?
I do.
And you will appreciate the fact that you know you can get a bargain if you look in the right places and you try your best, yeah?
Oh, geez, I go to the bargains first.
Oh, okay,
absolutely. Girl, this is right up your street, right? So what's okay. going to happen here is I'm going to hand Niall a number of items and he's going to describe them and then you've got to guess correctly what they are in order to win them. Now, full disclosure, you're going to win them anyway, all right? Don't tell anybody.
Oh,
okay. Are you ready for this? Item number one, I'm handing it to him.
Yep.
Okay, so describe.
It's kind of, it's like woolly, right? It's like a Christmas stocking. It's woolly. It's a bag of sorts, but there is a hole
what's
at
this,
the end.
So what's this on top? Hang on, no, you're not. Feel the top, Niall. Put your hand up there. What's that?
That's a hanger.
Yeah.
It's on a hanger. Is it? It's not a bat mat or something like that, is it?
No, it's on a hanger, Janine.
It's clothes.
So
it's
on a hanger.
Are they shorts?
Janine,
no,
it is a pair of shorts.
Sorry, Janine, there.
She's like awful. I never would have guessed that.
Well, he did describe it as a bag.
Yeah,
but he had
a
put
bag
his
and then a
I towel. Thought it was a Christmas stocking.
He had actually put his hand up one of the legs.
So that's fluffy shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next item.
This is
coming.
Item
keep
number
coming.
Two. Okay. Take
okay,
that
this is in, I think I know what this is. This is in a kind of plastic and inside it there is liquid in it. So, Janine, what are those kind of face masky things that you buy in Penny's? You know, that, like that, you know, yeah. Oh, I'm doing a face mask.
Yeah, it's...
Is it that?
Yeah, it's just a face mask.
A face mask?
Yeah. Janine, I'm winning all this for you.
This is so funny. What are those kind of like face masks? Okay,
yeah.
Here you go.
Okay.
Janine, stay with us now.
Okay, I know the feel of this. This is something you'd have in the shower. It's sponge at the end and then it's...
A loofah.
Yes!
Yeah,
well
do.
Done, Janine. You're well such done. A true Penny's hun. Okay.
We're a great team, Janine.
Now,
Janine,
this one could be tough.
Yeah, Janine, look what you're after winning already.
Okay, so this
is something inside plastic, right? I would guess, if I had to guess, right, would it be like a powder or like a makeup or something like that?
I think
would it be a powder?
No, I think it's too soft to be a powder, Janine. It's a very kind of small circular plastic.
Because
thing.
Of the covering on it, I can't quite work out what's inside it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to give you a clue.
Yeah.
This would be used near on the eye area, Janine.
Eyeshadow.
Close. Go again. Something that you'd stick on.
Eyelashes.
Yes.
Oh my
eyelashes.
God! Brilliant. Can I keep those ones, Janine?
No, they're.
Can you
Janine.
Believe already that you've got a skirt, a face mask,
shorts.
Never mind the cash machine.
Okay.
This is where you win.
Okay, Janine. Oh, I actually really want this. This is your last item, Janine. Okay, and this is in Niall's hand right now. So let's hope he can guess this correctly for you.
Again, so there's a hanger.
There's a hanger. Yeah.
And it's long. And it's dangly. Oh, our missus.
It's not long and dangly.
It
I don't know where you're
going. And I'm putting my hand inside it. So I think it's some kind of top. They're definitely sleeves. It's a woolly feeling.
We'll give you that, Janine. It's a long sleeve, lovely kind of ribbed top.
Oh my God.
Janine just was on the phone like, and you just told everything to
her. Yes.
And she won prizes. What more could you want, Janine?
I kind of felt like
I done great this morning.
You've done great. And I kind of feel like I got a sense of you that you are so deserving of it because you do this on a regular basis in pennies. So congratulations, hon.
Thanks, so.
Well done, darling. Have a great day. And
thanks,
we'll talk
to you
soon. Bye, hon.
Talk to you.
Bye, darling.
You
bye,
did
bye,
well.
Bye.
You did very well.
I'm good,
a top, a shorts, a face mask, eyelashes and a loofah.
Sorted.
Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Hit me, baby.
So, Killian and I had a little afternoon in Waterford City yesterday. You did a little bit of shopping. You might have heard he's all kitted out in his
today.
New threads.
I just said, like, the last time I was getting new threads, it was for Electric Picnic and we went to Wexford to do it. So she's kind of like my stylist.
Yeah.
So we went, but before we went, we had to get some food.
Yeah.
And the takeaway awards were yesterday and, of course, a lot of Southeast winners.
Congratulations
to everyone. And burrito was one of the kind of like awards, best burrito. And we were all like, do you know what? We we'll go get a burrito, will we?
Okay.
So we went, we got the burrito.
Is this from an award-winning place or just
award-winning, but not this award-winning one, because we didn't have time to go to that place because the show had limited time. So we went to Amigo down in John Street.
But great, we were reputation. Influenced by the fact that burritos
Amigo has won a load of awards.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it has. Yeah, go. It really has. Lovely. So you know the way it comes, you get your burrito and it comes wrapped in tinfoil. So yeah. Anyway, I'm the classic where I just wrap it back. So like I can hold it, okay. And I can eat it like that. Yeah. Show went an alternative route.
Yep.
The knife and fork route.
Oh, she didn't do that to you, did she?
She did.
She did that to me in the fancy Italian one night with a pizza.
I was going to say that. Yeah. I knew. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually still have the pictures of it on my phone because it stunned me. It stunned me. And not that I have an issue necessarily with using a knife and fork, but it was the way she did it. She went for the inside and just like hacked at it in the middle. She's a bizarre approach to food.
Now, we got a plate, so she didn't take the tinfoil away. Okay. So she was like cutting with her knife and fork on the tinfoil. So I noticed a substantial gap in the tinfoil. And I said, oh, there's tinfoil missing there. And she pulls up, she said, no, it actually rolled back underneath. And I was like, I'm not on about that little bit. I'm on about this big bit.
He thinks tinfoil. I'm after consuming a big lump of tinfoil.
So we looked around and there was no...
There was a missing bit of tinfoil.
All it wasn't right. rolled back underneath. So I want... We need foil watch at the moment because okay. I reckon she's et it.
Yeah. I don't think I did. I think
you did. I think you need to monitor your stool.
Yeah, I think need plop watch.
No, we had
literally, Niall.
Yeah.
I said that. I said, I need to know when you go tonight, is there remnants of it? If you go the next day,
no,
I need to know.
I didn't agree to this. I didn't know that this was where the conversation was going to go. I have to say, the biggest thing that I took from eating with Killian was his response to me eating, right? I was like, you know, 3 or 4 bites in, and he just goes, what did you say to me?
I said, Jez, you're some woman to eat.
You know the way I love my food. I love my food.
But do you ever think it's acceptable to use your hands? Like, would you cut up a burger?
She tried to, but it was just falling out.
A burrito is meant to be
picked up. But she tried to, and everything was falling out, but she didn't wrap it in the tinfoil. She took it straight out of it. So it was, and then she just looked at me and said, I'm sorry, Killian, but I'm going to have to knife and fork this.
I wouldn't cut up a burger. But yeah, I didn't realise how weird I was about cutting up my pizza until I went to that Italian with you, and then you posted it on Instagram. You said I hacked the pizza or something. Mm. I don't know. I favoured the knife and fork for certain things because I just feel like it's so messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a mannerly thing, and I know we'll be touching on this later with the dilemma as well, but you know, maybe that's just how you were reared.
My dad does cut up a burger though.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'd normally cut it in half just for handiness
so
of picking up.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah. Say if you were at mass getting communion, you'd eat with a knife and fork. That's the way you'd be going.
Okay, we'll keep an eye metal.
No, we will not keep
there.
An eye on any watch.
We will. We have to. Did it appear in it last night if you went?
This is a new low. It really
did
is.
It?
No, I'm not having this conversation.
So it did. So you ate tinfoil.
I did. I'm not having this conversation. Top of the
morning. Wake up with your mates. Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Now that I'm running out, I was like, I want to go on a different vibe.
Okay.
And then it hit me. I was like, what are two of your favourite shows?
Gavin
and Stacey.
Yes, and another one.
Schitt's Creek.
No, we'll come to you later.
Okay.
But Gavin and Stacey, correct. That is your theme this morning. And I was thinking, there is so many great tunes in Gavin and Stacey, but the difficult thing you have to do now is rank them 1 to 5 without knowing which one is next.
Okay, I love this. Oh, this is going to be hard. Okay.
Here's your first song then from Gavin and Stacey. In the morning, you know we won't
remember a thing. Rachel Light. Screams 2000, this whole...
Yeah,
this is very much mid-noughties. Oxygen era, Beat was on air, and we're playing all the songs.
Is this played when they go to meet each other in London for the first
time? I think so. They're all played throughout the series.
Yeah, and some of them are played more often than once. They use the little riffs in as scene separators.
I love that, but I know, I suspect what's coming, so I'm just... I don't want Josh trolling me on WhatsApp here, so I'm going to go 4.
Whoa!
Yeah, Josh! Yeah, look
this
at me.
This is a milestone. Yeah. Shona's life.
Gross.
Okay, next one.
Okay, song number 2 from Gavin and Stacey.
The Cooks. She moves in her own way. She came to my show. This would be Brit pop back in the day, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I was standing beside him getting a burger at Oxygen one year.
Kind of regret this now because So I know what's coming.
You don't know.
You don't know what's coming. No,
you're
you
suspecting
don't.
One or two songs.
You're expecting a certain song, and I can.
I love that
you.
Song, but because I have to have hope that there's other songs that will go ahead of it. I'm going to give that a five.
A five for the Kooks. She moves in her own way. One of the most iconic songs of the '90s.
But these are all top tier. Like these are all like.
Yeah, but there's some terrible songs in Gavin and Stacey too as well.
Yeah, there is.
I don't believe you've put them in.
Well, well, you're going to be surprised. You're going to be regret that.
Song number three. Here we go.
Oh,
when did that feature?
That was like when they were going out to the nightclub.
Like the head nighter. Bummer.
Now I've made it.
The balls of it.
Yeah, I made it.
Clerical error there.
Told you.
That's three.
Oh.
God,
Girls Aloud better than the Kooks.
No, they're not. But like.
Okay, we've two left to go, and she has one and two left. Is it a high risk strategy?
If you don't have a particular duet, I'm never speaking to you again. I'm just saying. All right, I'm never speaking
to you again. That song wasn't featured in it. That was performed in it. So technically,
they didn't use the original, so it doesn't qualify.
It doesn't qualify. These are songs that featured in it.
Yeah.
God, this not is performed. Pathetic.
Yeah. Well, it's not pathetic as well.
See how pathetic. Let's keep going. Okay. Song number four.
She's so lovely. Yes, number two.
I just got a text, by the way. I am living rent free in Show's head. Josh.
Josh.
Here. New number. Thanks, Josh.
Josh has literally changed his number.
Burn
and
your
he's
phones.
Changed his profile photo so that he can troll me on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
I'm here
number.
For it. Yeah. She's so lovely. Sorry, Scouting for Girls is in at number two. So this is quite the moment. And you have failed to... I don't accept your reasoning behind Islands in the Stream.
Yeah, is that what you're hoping is going to be the last song?
No,
Islands
sure, you
stream.
Just told me it's not.
I know, but is that what you're hoping it's going to be?
I was, but sure, I gave up.
Mm. Okay, well, you might be surprised.
Here's song number five. Look who's
alone now. It's not me.
Poor old Bryn.
Bryn is my favourite character, I think possibly of all time ever. So I'm okay with that scene of him driving in the car, listening to Back to Bedlam.
I have to say, the Gavin and Stacey, the songs that get me are the really sad ones at the end. Snowfall Chasing Guys to the Wedding. And then
Last Request.
No, Gravity by, it wasn't Elbow, but when Ness is having the baby and Smithy Matt Horn, or whatever, Gavin, are running.
Yeah. What's the name of that James Blunt song?
Wise Man.
Why did you not choose
Last Request?
No.
I was like, it's too slow, and it's kind of like when they're doing the hanky panky.
But the Tell Me Tomorrow, I'll wait
really
by
a
the
hiss,
window
that.
Yeah.
for you.
Yeah. Didn't really feature in it.
Most people wouldn't know that artist or song title.
I do.
I feel like those songs capture the time and the essence of the show very, very well.
You could have had the song we had yesterday as well, Trust Me, I'm a Doctor.
Yeah,
yes.
That's why I thought of it.
Number five, The Kooks, She Moves in Her Own Way. Number four, Razor Light in the Morning. Number three, Girls It Out, something kind of... Number two, She's So Lovely, Scouting for Girls. And number one, James Blunt and Wise Man.
Do you know what I will say? That's not a bad noughties playlist.
No, it's lovely.
It's a good mix of tunes in there.
Can I just reference WhatsApp and Paddy? Just never seen Gavin and Stacey ... Paddy, our gift to you. Knock yourself out. Yeah. Oh my God. Like the absolute joy that you have ahead of you is all I will say.
I'm almost jealous
to
be somebody seeing it for the first time. But anyway, it's available to stream with the Now Entertainment membership. You can check it out. I'm going to have my go and see if I can perform better after Chapel Roan. Pink Pony
Club.
What
does that mean?
We continue part two of this week's Blind Rankings, where we have to put things in order, not knowing what's coming next.
This week, Killian has gifted us with our favourite TV shows.
I'm intrigued as to what I'm getting.
Yeah,
well, a favourite. It's the same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But what are you thinking? Based on that noughties kind of TV show that you love,
The Inbetweeners.
The Inbetweeners.
Oh, deadly.
You know, I've been doing it again. I've just finished season two. I need it at the moment.
I need it. Yeah.
This
you
is
need a good
day,
laugh.
Then.
It's just, yeah. So these are songs that featured in the series. So you have to rank them one, two, five.
Yeah, let's go with number one. Boys are slag,
the best you ever had. Arctic Monkeys. Something Adolescence. I cannot pronounce.
Fluorescent.
Yeah, he went out with him. She was a presenter. Your man Alex went out with
Makita Oliver, was it?
No. It was it Alexa, I want to say?
Alexa Chung.
Thank you.
Yeah, I knew we'd get there eventually.
They were a real noughties kind of couple.
I like the Arctic Monkeys.
These songs, you just hear the bit of the riff at the start, so sometimes it was hard to pick.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go
album.
At number two.
Yeah, I would too. That screams In Betweeners to me when I hear it.
Okay, let's go with song number two from The Inbetweeners.
Fratelli's, yeah, correct.
Chelsea Dagger.
You didn't even give us a do-do-to-do in this, did you?
No.
The best part. I like that song. It's just, it's probably slightly overplayed, so I don't know if it's my number one. I think it'll be a number three for me.
It does really give you, between the two of them, doesn't it give you a real sense of like that the time. Music and the time? Mm. Like, it was very different, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, very, very different.
Okay, song number three. Let's keep going.
Oh, my fingertips are holding.
That's when he's arriving into school for the first time. Open song of...
Kate Nash.
I'm starting to put two and two together now. Killian arrived in my office at about 1:15 yesterday and went, there's a couple of songs I'd like to have on my throwback show. That was one of them, and the other one I suspect featured in the show as well.
No, it didn't actually.
Oh, didn't it?
No, okay. But along the same vibes.
That's a brilliant song. Foundations.
Foundations, yes. Kate Nash, yeah.
Okay, which you can hear this morning after 10 on Throwbacks in Full.
It's a pity this is not like Beat the Intro, because I've just gotten all of these right.
Yes, considering their hooks.
Yeah. You must have taken in more in that period in the mid-noughties,
thanks.
Did you?
I think you did.
Yeah. Whoa.
Killian.
Kate is good.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know.
Is there something better? I know you'd hang on for
what
something better. So I've got two and three done.
Oh, you're not going to give that one, are you?
I do really like that song, but look, we'll go four.
Swayed by me now.
We'll go four. I'm going to take the show and attitude and think there's always something better
dream
down
big,
the road.
Dare to dream.
Right, song number four.
Okay.
And I've one and five left. Baby, please come
home. Got Off a Plane by Morning Runner, which was the theme of the show.
Okay.
And did chart in the UK when this came out, so... Gavin Stacey's one wasn't as popular as kind of like mainstream media, but this was.
Yeah, it's going to have to be number five. What are they called?
They're called Morning Runner.
Morning Runner.
Yeah, I didn't even know that song. That was after all my like, oh, I know everything here.
Okay,
never heard that.
So again, down to the final song, only my number one slot left. Will I be?
What do you think before you hit that button? What do you think it's going to be?
Like, I don't know. I'm really blank at the moment.
What's your favorite Inbetweeners song, or what's like synonymous with the Inbetweeners?
I don't feel like music is as synonymous with the Inbetweeners as it is with Gavin and Stacey.
Oh no, I totally disagree.
I don't.
It's very similarly used. I don't have a clue. I'm blank, so
okay,
I'm intrigued. Here we go.
Ah, yeah!
Technically the movie, yeah.
No, absolutely happy with that. Yolanda Be Cool. It's a song that always cheers me up.
I'll just play it.
Doing the Neil dance there.
See, Gavin and Stacey ever got a movie? Well, technically all the specials they got. They got about 500 specials on Gavin and Stacey.
They have three Christmas specials.
Three.
But there's only two Inbetweeners movies, so you could argue they've done more. With Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it then. Just because it's Wednesday, we need a lift.
Oh, deadly! Woo. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates. Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
So I wasn't even going to address this until a woman stopped me in Wexford the other day, and I got out of a car which wasn't my Mini Countryman, and she said, "What's happened to your Countryman show? I'm after seeing you driving around the town in a few different cars now." And I was like, yeah, the Countryman. The Countryman just, I suppose, for want of a better phrase, let me down.
Mm-hmm. Caved in.
It was a bad start.
It was a short but passionate affair you had, I think.
Yeah, I think she came for a good time, not a long time. So I've just prepared a little ode to the Mini Countryman this morning, and I'd like to read them out. Is that okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay? Like,
yeah,
do you want to do this? We don't have to do this show because we know it's painful.
No, I'm fine. I've spoken to so many people over the last few weeks who have been in similar situations, and I don't know who said to me, but somebody like with wise words said everyone in their lifetime will have a car that just lets them down, and just as much as you don't want to let it go,
you love it,
yeah, it's there to break your heart, and this was just my time.
Okay,
all right,
well, if you're ready,
I'm ready.
Get in the zone and off you go. Thanks. take a breath there.
The 18th of May 2024, the day I drove you down the N11 with hope in my heart and love overflowing. You were perfection. A few miles on the clock, but you were ready to take on the daily commute from Wexford to Waterford. In fact, you adored the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Bridge. You were able for her.
What did he say?
You had no Bluetooth. That didn't matter. You had other qualities. You were beautiful and you were classy and you were high up. Everyone loved you. But one by one, you started to flash up warning signs. I spent more time Googling countryman warning symbols than I did on Instagram. So, long story short, it was time to say goodbye. And this time, forever. Gone and forgotten. See you later, mini countryman.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
Can I just say, just on a personal level, my condolences and
thank
sorry
you.
For your troubles. I remember the first time I met her. It was Camp Out 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Killian were there. We were in Nore Valley and you pulled in that sleek white little butte.
I pulled her into the field. I was worried about getting her mucky that day.
Yeah.
It was my first big journey.
And our jaws dropped.
Yeah.
We gasped.
Yeah.
And actually Jade brought her new baby to the camp.
There was more fuss over the countryman.
Yeah, there was more fuss over the newborn baby that we were meeting for the first time. There was more fuss over the countryman. So, look, I remember it. I had about 3 trips, I'd say, on occasion, the countryman.
Yeah.
A very comfortable car and it was nice to me. It was nice to my bum, that seat.
It was good.
The shudders were a little bit off-putting sometimes, weren't they?
It really shuddered at the end. It really started to move when you didn't expect it.
Is there any way that people could help you out? I mean, and firstly, if you've been in this situation before, I think you might have some words for show. A car that you loved but just let you down constantly.
Yeah, like...
And also, I don't know if people could have some nice words of condolence or solace.
Yeah, just throw them in a voice note. Yes. Like, I really just, like, because I do, I really, like, after that now, I feel bad for taking the mick out of you on a daily. Because it's tough. It's, you've lost someone and it's just...
I know. I kind of just remember her when she was in her glory days. And when I say glory days, it lasted for about 3 weeks before the warning symbols flashed up. So it wasn't long, but no. I will look back and think... What could have been? Do you know what I mean? So I suppose voice notes this morning in terms of
condolences
words,
or if you feel the same as show, if you've been through
if you've been through it, and words of advice, how you moved forward.
How you move on. Just goodbyes, but never real goodbyes.
Yeah, she was way more than she was actually mine, to be honest with you. I just wanted to read out the anonymous text that says, like, condolences of sort. You give it with one hand and you take it away with the other. Asho, sorry about your car, but get a grip.
Get a grip.
I'll put that in my light box.
Emma was on to us. She says, my car cost me a fortune to get fixed and I loved it. I really loved it. So I kept getting it fixed until it eventually left me stuck on the side of the road. I feel your pain, girl, but I have a bigger and better car. That almost sounds smug at the end, but I take your point. There are bigger and better things out there
it's
for
like
you.
Like Dermot Kennedy said, better days are coming.
Better days are coming. Yeah. We'll just hear very quickly from Sean on this as well.
That's what you said.
I know how you feel, Sean. My poor car back in November blew up on me. The engine went on fire. Randomly out of nowhere. The car let down, but I'm still not over it. I'm still heartbroken over it. Just can't get over it. Shocking.
Aww.
It's heartbreaking.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. Sean, I'm so sorry, darling. That's tough.
And we're going to just chat to Shaneen, who might have a few words of solace and comfort this morning. Hi, Shaneen. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Well,
very sad too. It was the morning.
It is a sad too, even with the sun shining.
Even with sunshine and show, just depressed the whole nation.
Reading the mood.
Shaneen, have you ever been in this kind of situation, a car you loved and it just kept letting you down?
Yeah, I had a Volkswagen Passat, the first one I bought.
Beautiful.
Her name was Gypsy.
Okay. Oh.
And she just broke me.
Yeah.
I just built the whole car again and she still just didn't want to work.
Wasn't playing ball.
You just had to let go of Gypsy.
No, just had to let her go. But look, we have a bigger and better car.
There you go. It happens. So having been through that, Shaneen, there's nobody better, I suppose, this morning than to offer words of wisdom and advice and encouragement. What have you got to say?
Just go buy yourself a decent car. So.
Decent car. Yeah. She thought she was doing that with the countryman.
You buy a Beamer, it's just going to cost you money.
That's true. It's a Beamer engine. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. All right. There's no, I suppose.
Sorry for your loss or anything. Just buy a new car.
As I said, it is. It's very sad when you lose your car that you love and you really wanted it. But look, you will survive. You will get a new car. Go with a Skoda or a Volkswagen or something decent.
Yeah, you've made that point a few times. That you're not impressed. You weren't impressed with my boy, were you?
No, I wasn't impressed with it at all.
Like, tough crowd.
Up, you know, like.
I'm being absolutely slated. All right, Shanine, I will move forward and I will absolutely do my best to not make the same mistake twice.
Thanks,
right,
Shanine.
Really,
you have a lovely day, okay?
See you there, guys.
Bye. Thanks, bye bye. Just last word on this from James. I don't know how you feel about this show. He says, condolences show. But it has to be said, the polo should come back. All is forgiven.
Oh, God, where is the polo? I take her back in a heartbeat.
Top of the morning. Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Can I hear that? Can I hear the music? Can I hear that? The music. When I wake up. Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with your mates.
Okay, so really exciting. It's that time of year in college life. It is Rag Week in Waterford. I think Carlo might be next week.
No, last week. Last week. Done and dusted. So, yeah. Carlo, Rag Week was just... It was just an exceptional time.
Yeah,
I remember seeing Jax Jones. You don't know me. He was out at the time. Yeah. Ooh, na na na, eh?
Oh, I know the big performers in Waterford this week are New Era, Birds in the Sky.
Yeah,
I didn't have a Rag Week because I went to DIT in Rathmines.
That's not a dub thing, Rag Week, is it?
It was. So
I was in DIT. We had a Rag Week.
Yeah, but I went to Rathmines, which was where they did
Rathmines
drama and music, and in order to have. No, it wasn't awful.
Sorry, my ex lived beside the college in Rathmines. Lovely little flat.
Looked like fame, the building.
The noises that used to come out of that as people were learning the instruments.
But the problem was, because our college was so small and there was only like two or three courses there, if you wanted Rag Week, you had to tag on to Angel Street. Mm. And you didn't really know anybody. So
I was Angel Street, you see.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah.
You went DIT?
Yeah.
And you were DIT?
Yeah. But I didn't have, I never experienced that kind of like
look, we
madness.
Know what it is. It's a wild week. There's also a charitable element to it, so fair play if you're raising money, but mostly it's about being out with your mates and all that kind of thing. But it got me thinking about student life, right? And one of the things that stands out if you watched any of the movies and stuff is, you know, students, whether it's high school or college, they often have kind of award ceremony as they come towards the end of the year. And they often are like the most likely to, and then they award it to somebody in the class, right? Did you have something like this before?
At our Debs.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know. It was just a meal and then there was an award ceremony.
Yeah.
And the Debs planning committee had done all the awards. So we didn't even know about it. So I was sitting back anyway and I was laughing. I was like, sure, I'm going to get nominated for nothing, it'll be all the popular kids. And then it was like, and the next award is most likely to bum a lift, and the winner is Killian Doyle. My mother was always working, and like there was three other of us, so she was either gone training with someone. So if I was going anywhere, and some of my friends drove before I drove in 6 years, so I was like, can I get a lift off you, please?
And that is why you never want to be the one that has to take a lift off and be the Killian. Like, because some days
I love
go,
to drive.
Yeah, but some days I'd be like, do you want me to drive? No, I don't. And then that could be my driver.
Of course, if we were awarding that title here now, it would be me.
It would be my power. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So what I've got is I've got some kind of categories that we're going to have to assign, and we need some help with this in a moment. But let's just start with a couple of easy ones. Hang on, I'm going over to my awards ceremony music. Right, okay.
Ooh.
Between the three of us, we'll just discuss two of them very quickly. Who on Beat Breakfast would win most likely to drop his or her phone in the toilet?
Me.
Show his hand up, Killian. As
I've done it twice in the past year.
In the past year?
Yeah.
Stop bringing your phone to the toilet.
Yeah. I have it in my snuddy. And then when I'm sitting down, and then I just big pockets, and I got up, and then I had to reach in.
I've like, never done this.
I did it a good few years ago in the Star Bakery in Wexford in the toilet. The toilet was tiny, and it fell out of my back pocket. Mm. You know, the way I forgot to take it out. So I took it out, and it was just kind of flashing, brought it home, did the whole put it in the hot press thing. Did I tell you this before? Put rice in with it.
Yeah.
And it was nothing. It was kind of just flashing, there was nothing. And then we went to bed that night, about 9 o'clock, and we were in the bed, and the phone was in the hot press, and the next minute we just heard, ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Is that your ringtone?
No, that was my phone dying.
Oh, okay.
Just decided to play like a sad song. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, on that, given he's done it twice in the last year, I'm going to award Killian that title.
Well done. Thank you.
Where's my applause?
One more for now. Let's discuss this. Most likely to sleep through an earthquake. Who's the heaviest sleeper among us?
You're
a light sleeper.
Not me. Given that I've slept with someone that's been snoring.
I think I'm looking at Killian again on this.
Given that I've been late several times for this show.
I didn't want to say, but yeah.
One morning, I had 5 missed calls. 2 from you. One from Jade when she was on news. 2 from Niall. But the one I picked up to was my boss. And she was like, are you going to come in? And I was like, I'll be over in 5 minutes. Sorry.
Oh, you're an award winner again.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
You're sweeping up here.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
Kendrick. Eric over here.
What we're going to do now is, I think we need an independent judge to award a couple of these titles. So if you're somebody who listens to the show a bit, maybe you feel you kind of know us, would you be willing to be our adjudicator for another three or four awards and come on and decide which one of us wins each award? In return, we will give you the Beat Breakfast travel mug and all of our adoration and glory.
It's an award that
I'll
money
give you
can't
half
buy.
The prize money I win.
Half the trophy.
Yeah.
So are you up for the challenge? Do you want to give out the awards this morning on the first and only Beat Breakfast Student Award ceremony? If so, and you want to win, get your name and county into us right now. 085 102 9103. Will you be our judge, please? Celebrating Rag Week in the colleges at SETU, Carlow last week and Waterford this week. Enjoy, be safe, have fun, everybody. But we've got some awards to dish out in the Beat Breakfast studio this morning.
It's got everything crossed. All roads lead to this.
I'm sure some of the awards you don't want to win.
But we did need an independent adjudicator, and we're honoured and grateful that Katie stepped forward this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, how are we?
We are
very
good.
Well.
Good.
Where are you coming to us live from, Judge Katie?
Carlow.
Okay. How is she looking?
No bias here, no bias.
Well, actually, I'm in Killian's hometown. I'm in Bagnestown.
Oh. Wow!
Whereabouts are you in Bagnestown?
What can you see?
I'm sat outside Spar.
Oh,
outside,
yeah.
Outside the petrol station.
No, well, fuel up there several times. Shout out to everyone in McCullough's that have us on all the time.
Good
How
stuff.
Far are you, yeah, are you from the New World?
What was that?
How far are you from New World?
Oh, I'll tell you, if it was open now, I'd be inside it.
Same, girl, same. Right, as okay. Niall said, no bias, just because you are in Carlow this morning and indeed Killian's hometown. You've got to be independent, you've got to be unbiased, and you've got to award the each of these to the person that you think is most deserving, okay?
Okay, so it's out of the three of us. First awards this evening, please be upstanding for the biggest flirt on Beat Breakfast. Katie, over to you to start the ball rolling on this.
The biggest flirt definitely has to go to Killian.
Oh!
And what's your reasoning behind that?
What's your thought process?
Just hearing everything in the mornings, I suppose.
Yeah. Being a single fan and
in
all
what
that.
Way do you think he's flirty, Katie?
Yeah, do you think I'm good, Katie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Okay. I have to say, we can't argue with the judges. The judges' decision is final. But I think myself and Killian would both strongly feel that Jo is a bit of a flirt.
Yeah.
But as I said to her, it's harmless flirting. She's not looking for anything at the end. It's just her way.
As opposed to Killian.
Yeah,
I know you're married. I'm going to try till the day I die.
Right, award number two. And I think this one is a really tricky one. Katie, who's the biggest gossip on Beat Breakfast? Who do you think loves stirring the tea and...
Oh, I wish I could change my answers now. Niall, I have to go with you.
Oh, yeah. Well done, I'll agree.
Thank you.
I think he'll take that quite proudly. Like, Niall, come on. Now, come on, you love the gossip.
I do love a good gossip. Niall, but I can be discreet too.
Oh, you're totally discreet, but Niall, Katie, absolutely loves to be in on every bit of gossip, but doesn't want to be part of it in any way, as in doesn't want to be the centre of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to hear all
everything
the gossip.
About everybody, but is not involved in any of the circles.
And a lot of my sentences start with, I'm not one to gossip, but.
If you were to give second place a silver in that, I would give it to Killian. He loves
it. He does love a gossip. Yeah. He does. Yeah. He does. Right, next up, I mean, there's absolutely only one winner on this, but Katie, it's over to you. Who in Beat Breakfast Studio is most likely to talk your ear off?
Oh, show. I'm sorry, but like...
Oh, I'm delighted, Katie. I'd like to accept this award on behalf of myself and the people of Wexford, and I will gladly take that award. I'm in the right job. I will talk your ear off any day. You will not escape me in a supermarket, a main street, or a pub. Thank you, Katie. Thank you.
And our final award this evening on the Beat Breakfast Student Awards is this one. Katie, who in Beat Breakfast is the biggest drama king or queen?
Oh, we know. We know, Katie. Just take your time. Don't like make any hasty decisions, because as we say, the judge's decision is final. But think about who is shafted a lot on the show.
Come on.
Somebody who storms out.
Definitely gonna have to go
with
Killian.
Yeah.
That is absolute baloney.
He lies down on the floor and gives up some days.
Last week, Katie, right? This is no word of a lie. Killian was having a little bit of a bad morning. I think he lost Beat the Intro or something, right? He lay down on the ground and he held on to my ankle and he would not let me go.
That is untrue. There is no video evidence to prove that, and I will stand in court and testify against myself.
I still believe it though.
You're a star, Katie. Have a great day and thanks for chatting us this morning.
Congratulations on being the judge of the awards.
Well done, everybody.
Hear from again.
Top of the morning. Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Yeah, and then I want to do a little test of the moral compass of the Southeast this morning, okay? So I just spotted this last night. This was in the UK. A restaurant owner is left stunned when a woman walked in to use the toilet before then leaving with the sink in her bag. It was worth about €170, okay? Robert Mailman was confused when he discovered the sink and some pipework had mysteriously gone missing from his steakhouse. And when they later reviewed the CCTV, they saw a woman walk into the restaurant, head straight to the toilet with an empty bag, and off she went.
How does one remove a sink from a bathroom?
She must have had a wrench.
But how did it fit in her bag?
A big bag.
Like, does she have one of those IKEA big massive bags?
A bucket bag.
But you know what it is? It's one of those fancy stone
basins.
Oh my god,
it is such a nice sink, lads. I was actually just thinking of like a... What are those? You know, just the white, the plain, like that. That is. It's like a bowl sink, is what you call that.
It's like a big bowl. It's quite nice. Now, two things. Firstly, Show, I know you fall in love with toilets, so I just worry. Are you at risk? You know, these toilets that you talk about all the time.
Sorry, Niall. I have a favorite. I have a couple of favorite. I have a top five. All right, I have a top five of toilets.
Yeah.
But I would never in a million years dream of stealing something from that toilet unless it was hand cream or like, you know, that was fair game. But come on, like my thing about toilets is I like the experience of going into them. I don't look and go, oh, I'm going to whip
Tom,
that
from
my van.
Hands.
No, I couldn't do that. That is stealing.
Okay, well, okay, here's what I'm going to say. Yes, you're right. Stealing is wrong. Taking things without permission is wrong. We know that. And definitely going into a restaurant or a bar and taking the sink is not on. But some people feel that sometimes it is okay to take some extras, like you mentioned, the hotel extras and stuff. And so I just want to test this out this morning as to what's morally acceptable.
Okay.
And I'm going to welcome an old friend back into the studio this morning, our good friend Judge Shoudi.
Shoudi. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to give you three quick scenarios from the pub, restaurant, cafe as to what's acceptable or not.
No problem.
Okay, number one, the sachets. The sugar, the salt, the pepper. You take what you need for the food you're having in the restaurant or the coffee. Is it okay to take a fistful of sachets for other use?
So in my professional opinion as Judge Shoudi, I would say to you that a fistful, no. Absolutely not. A fistful, you're stealing. If you would have to limit your sachets to like 2 to 3.
2 to 3?
Yeah. Per venue.
Okay. Because it's only a small amount, but it is costing the venue. So I am conscious of that.
Hang on a second. Let me get my gimbal out, please.
Gavel.
My gavel. Why can't I get that right? Let me get my gavel out. Okay. Here
okay.
We go. Yeah, no. A fistful, far too much. You can take a couple of sachets per venue.
Okay.
Right?
Thanks, Judge Shoudi. Yeah. Item number two. Extras you might take from the pub, cafe, restaurant. Right. What about a glass? You know, I know a lot of people, they see a glass for a certain brand of drink or whatever and they go, God, that'd be nice in my kitchen.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Ah, no.
No, excuse me, I am Judge Shoudi.
Hang on.
A glass is something
it's hardware.
That you were given, you're drinking, you paid for the drink, you did not pay for the glass, you paid for the drink inside the glass. The glass is not fair game.
Your Honour.
Could I
put forward a quick argument? If the pub got those glasses for free by the drinks company as a promotional tool, is it okay? They didn't pay anything for the glass.
The only way I will allow you the glass as Judge Shoudi is if you have asked the proprietor of the venue if you can take said glass.
Okay,
otherwise, it is theft. And you know why I'll tell you?
Objection.
Theft. No, you don't object. The only reason, the thing about that is, Niall, you're going to hide that. You're putting that in a bag or something. You're not owning it all. No.
Objection.
Okay.
At the end of the night, obviously, if you were in that kind of scenario, you might have had a few. And sometimes I find myself still with a drink in my hand and then sometimes I end up at home with it because I'm still drinking that said drink.
You're meant to put it in a plastic cup if you're leaving it.
Order.
No.
Overruled. Okay. Absolutely not. No glasses.
Okay, finally. Third and final item. Okay, is it okay to take as an extra from a pub or cafe or restaurant? Mm-hmm. It is midnight. You're in your local and you go to the bathroom. And you realise at that moment that you have no toilet paper at home.
Mm-hmm.
The shops are closed, the 24-hour garage isn't open, whatever. There's a roll there. Is it okay to take a roll of toilet roll from the pub to bring home in case of emergency? Oh, Judge Shoudi is struggling on this one, I can see her.
Personal experience, I think.
Well, I was desperate in college many years ago. What I will say is, right, I would prefer if you didn't, as a law-abiding citizen, take the full role. Take what you think you need and add more for emergencies.
Just a few plies.
No, a number of plies, but not the entire role.
I think it's acceptable to take the toilet roll if you've eaten a meal in that establishment. Because you're just going to be using it. It's their food.
Yeah, you're using it on their
food. You're using it later, yeah.
Again, it is not there to be stolen. Take a number of sheets if you need to. And as I said, in case of emergency, take some extra sheets, not the full
roll. I have one more scenario.
Okay.
A newspaper in work.
Oh.
If said newspaper has been read by a number of people in the office and you feel that it has sufficiently got its usage, then you can bring said newspaper home to your dad.
It's not yours. It's not yours.
That dad needs a good read, doesn't he?
Yes.
Wake up with your mate. Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Is there one of these that I would favour over the other?
Genuinely, okay. They're equal opportunities this morning. Go for it. What did you get?
Top 10 hits of 2008.
2008.
Oh,
okay.
What a year.
What a year. Well, we'll see if you remember. Where's my list? Okay, here's song number one for you from 2008.
Oh, yeah. Thoughts and prayers with me this morning. I don't know what this is.
It was a number one song.
Oh, my God.
It was number one from an iconic artist.
Come on.
All I can say.
We went to Golden Disc.
Is it Womanizer?
No.
Although that was 2008.
It was same album.
Give Me More.
No.
Toxic.
No. Come on, another one.
It's Britney and it's Give It To Me Again.
Jesus, third time.
Automatic.
Oh, yeah.
Whifford.
Oh, yeah. That does not help at all. In fact, that put me off.
Okay, I need an
answer. I don't know what the song
is. Okay, you got a point for Britney. Yeah. What is it, Killian?
It is Piece of Me.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
You want a piece of me. That's Britney, I have to say. She was incredible, yeah. Banger after banger. Yeah. So good.
Fade down, give her a pause for her brain.
Oh, yeah.
The amuse bouche.
I know the rules.
The palate cleanser.
On to song number two from 2008.
I'm gargling.
You'll know this. You know this, right?
Okay.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Oh, my God. This is. What's his name? Kid Rock
yeah. is right. Well
and
done.
It's All Summer Long.
Yes.
Correct.
Woo! Yeah. And we would try different things. The solo on this tune is unreal.
Do we not play this? Is there a reason?
No, he's not cancelled.
Okay.
Okay, he's not cancelled like other artists, but he has become a bit of a tool, a bit of a MAGA head and, you know,
the music.
And recently he sleazed all over Katrina Perry in an interview, do you remember?
Oh, yes, remember that was him. Okay, yeah.
So he's not cancelled, but he's just, he's not great. Like
great
you know?
Tune, though.
Yeah, it is a good tune. Good summer tune. Right, okay. There's 2 points on the board. We move on. Song number three from 2008.
I remember having this on my iPod Shuffle.
Great tune.
If I'm out on the street, dance with me.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that, even though it's with.
Yeah, dance with me, bro.
With. Yeah. Is it?
Two artists.
Oh, God.
Two artists.
Two iconic artists.
Why do. Oh.
Come on.
This is going to kill me.
If you're up high, what might you feel?
Well, you're helping out today.
I know, I feel bad for her because she's pathetic sometimes.
You could some say musically illiterate.
Hey, George.
Well, that's what you get for skipping my haircut. Anyway,
if I'm out on the street,
you know, you've got the song, you've got the title. It's the artist. Three, two artists.
It's not example, is it?
It's not example. It was that era, though. But it was Dizzy Rascal and Calvin Harris.
Such a song.
It was out on the street.
Is that outright?
So.
Okay, we move on. Song number four. You're not doing bad. 4 points out of six.
That's really good for me.
Yeah, that's good.
No, you're doing really well, Joe.
You'll know this. I'm sure of it.
Ah, come on.
Megan.
Yeah. Artist.
Mad coin. Mad.
Remove the eye.
Mad con. I was there, in fairness.
Well done.
Mad con, mad coin.
My favourite version of this song.
Is that a one-hit wonder?
Pretty much, yeah. But then, of course, What's the name? Eurovision winners had a big hit with it as well.
Oh yeah,
Maneskin.
Yeah, I forgot them.
Måneskin.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you pronounce it, supposedly. Right, final song.
Okay,
we're on 6 points here. This is a good. This
I'll
is
take
good.
It.
let's see if you know this from 2008. Just checking out.
Moose Bush.
Oh, well done.
See, that's what start off really
strong.
You
know what? If this was a competition for what's the first line in a song,
it was like that
you
game.
Would get 10 out of 10 every time.
What's that game?
It's just the bloody chorus is what happened to you.
What's that game that used to be on RTÉ years ago? The Lyrics Board.
The Lyrics Board, yeah.
I did my best.
A very weird song lyrically. I always didn't know
it's
what
absolutely
was.
Bizarre. Everyone yeah. just was like, what the hell?
Human?
Uh-huh. And the artist?
I was about to curse. I know this.
You do know it. They're one of the you know, oh, most iconic
well
naughty artists.
Ireland
loves them.
Human, are we down to the Killers?
Yes.
Thank God.
Are we human? And this part here.
Or are we dancers?
What does that even mean? Nobody even knows.
Oh my God, I was so close to not getting that. I was like, please show, dig deep, because this will be embarrassing otherwise.
Okay, 8 out of 10. That is a good score.
Do you know what? Would you like to retract that musically illiterate statement?
I was just kidding.
You
were skidding.
You said it in the open plan
in the
office.
I know it winds you up.
And would you
time.
Like to retract your pathetic statement? Because 8 out of 10
Brittany,
is...
You should have got that.
Right,
no
well,
excuses.
We'll see how he gets on after Ellie Goulding.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
For round two of Beat the Intro, he's doing some stretching exercises
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he's
Can
limbering
he beat
up.
8 points.
Right.
Topic is there.
Whew. Okay.
What you got?
Top hits of 2007.
Oh,
not my preferred year, but I'll take it. Where was I in 2007? I started secondary school in 2010. So what was I?
You were in third class, fourth class?
Fourth class. Yeah. And I tell you, if my music knowledge is good for 2007, I was a cool kid.
Did you have an iPod at that stage?
No, but I did have a Walkman, I think.
Okay.
Given that like you grew up listening to Michael Jackson, I would have thought that you would...
I didn't grow up. I didn't.
You didn't? That didn't. Came later.
Oh. Came later, yeah. I was only in fourth year school when I started listening to Michael Jackson.
Oh, in secondary school?
Yeah.
God. Oh, you really fell for it then, didn't you?
Okay, song number one.
Perfect age.
Top 10 hit from 2007. You know this.
Oh, this is it's not Jax Jones.
It was very boring.
No, it's not Jax Jones. It's Stars in Their Eyes.
Yeah.
Never have heard of Stars in Their Eyes. It's something to do with Jack. Just Jack.
Well done.
Stars in Your Eyes.
He was such a like of that time. Was he?
Yeah, another one hit wonder. Another one hit wonder.
Was that that's the only song that he has?
There's another band. Was it the original Rude Boys had Stars in Your Eyes?
Yes, and that's back out now with the Marty Guilfoyle remix because they've got back together and they're touring again.
No
really?
Way.
Really? Yeah. We're playing it on the takeover in the evenings.
Very best in play Irish.
Right. 2 points there. Let's move on to song number two from 2007.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Tiny Pop. Tiny Pop.
Oh,
tiny
it did,
pop.
It did tiny, you well. It did you well.
She was in a film with Robin Williams, RV, and I had such a crush on her. But which one of it? It's JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Can I get it one more time? Sorry.
Yeah, you
just,
can, of course.
Just to get it, because it's later.
Yeah, there's two big ones from her.
You're good. You're very
it's,
good.
It's Too Little Too Late.
Well done. It's a little too late. Sweep, have you ever got 10 out of 10?
Okay, you got 10, a full 10.
I don't know if I got a full 10,
no.
But could be.
These are all big hits from the year, top 10 singles. Back to song number 3 from 2007.
Oh, sure, here we go now. This is the one that stumped me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is it Christina Aguilera?
It is not.
Oh. Give it one more time. Oh, is this the Pussycat Dolls?
It's not, and you can't have any more wrong answers. Okay.
Well,
no,
I don't
do you
know.
Want to guess the song title? No. I can let you guess at that.
Pushing. That's what I'm thinking of.
No,
pushing
it's not. Is it Shakira?
Shakira is on it with Beyonce. It's Beautiful Liar.
Oh, Beautiful Liar.
You jinxed him with your. Have you ever got a 10 before? That's your fault.
Yeah.
Zero there.
I don't comment on your. I let you answer him. I even helped you this morning.
Even when I'm trying to be nice to you, it's like backfires on
jinx.
Me. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to stay quiet in the corner.
Song number 4, 2007. Love this one.
Oh. This is actually one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know this.
You know this.
I know it, but can I have one more time?
throwback.
I know. Oh, is this it's not Sugar Babes. What's that other terrible band?
They weren't terrible.
Well, they weren't terrible. Oh, no, it's not Pussycat.
Wash your mouth.
Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
It is Girls Aloud. You know
call it. The shots.
Yes! That was good. I like the process there. I like the working through it. You didn't know it at the start.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, really Rush, like song that. Number 5 from 2007. You get 2 points on this. You draw it with show.
Only 8, I guess.
Yeah. Only, yeah, because you got one wrong.
I want to recount to her. She only got artists for a couple.
Yeah, she got 3 twos and 2 ones. She essentially got something right on every one of them, didn't she? Yeah, she did. 3 twos and 2 ones.
Yeah, 6.
3 twos is 6 and 2 ones is 8.
How could you get 3 twos?
Because she got 3 fully right. She got The Killer's Human, oh, she got, yeah, Mad Con Begging, and she got Kid Rock All Summer Long. Okay, now have we cleared all that up?
Yeah.
For your final song. Oh God, I hope it's a stinker after that kicking up.
God almighty.
I just wanted to be sure.
How did she get 8? Where did you get that from? How did she get it?
I want an independent advisor.
Bring the guy from the Guinness Book of Records in.
Okay, final song, 2007.
Okay.
Oh my God, I loved this song. I actually loved, like, this. This played such a role in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
In the big moments that was playing, was it?
Well, I was living in Cork.
Can I get once more?
Yeah, okay.
I just need the melody to come to my head and I'll get it from that.
Really?
You're so focused.
I just need it.
Shh. Oh, I heard the breath there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful song. Now, someone's, yeah, don't look at your laptop because,
well,
no
somebody is messing. So I said it's flashed up, somebody's texting an answer there. Go on, get back in your zone.
Come on.
What's
now
song? Come on now, we need to move on. We need to play a song.
Is it right? Is it Alicia Keys?
It is Alicia Keys. Your point.
It's not The Girl on Fire. What's that other big hit?
She had a few big hits actually around that era.
No One.
Oh my
no
God.
No One. Yeah. Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, I thought it was The Girl on Fire, but I was like, that's not 2007.
Try Sleeping with a Broken Heart was another big one around
this
era.
Yeah, I love that song.
So well done. It's a draw this morning. You're both as musically literate as each other.
I don't think Gillian's happy with that.
Stinker with Beyonce. And I don't know how you managed to get 8 when you got 2 wrong, but anyway.
Oh my God, please.
This is Rihanna and Diamond.
Please stop, Killian. Like, we drew.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Snickers
versus
Snickers.
Now, we play every Friday. It's a chance to take us on and go into the weekend as champion, either us or you. Who's it going to be this week? Well, Show is playing, so we need a contender. And our contender is Eamon, is in Waterford. Eamon, how's the form?
Very well, yourselves?
Good.
Yeah, we're good, and we're good. Now, you have a full car this morning. Please reveal who's in the car with you, Eamon.
Well, we've Ben, we've Keane, we've Darcy, we've Claire and myself.
Okay.
Okay, so is Claire your partner now?
Claire's the wife, yeah.
Okay, now, Eamon, I'm going to be strict on this. Claire's not allowed to help you.
Yeah, on the girly questions.
Can I help?
The kids can help.
Okay. Yeah.
The kids can help,
yeah.
But Claire, you have to stay quiet. Is that okay?
That's no problem.
No, yet. No sign language or anything helping him out here.
Now, Claire, I'm trusting you, okay? Girl to girl, I'm trusting you, all right, Claire?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Claire's afraid of me.
<You've>
no, I'm only joking. Eamon, tell us this. What is your weekend plan with the family?
Oh, I'm actually going to stay.
Are you? Where's the stag?
Going to Galway.
Nice.
Galway. Oh, it's a bit of a trek, but it's such a lovely city, isn't it? How many of you are going?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. You're just turning up.
Yeah.
I'm going anyway, so
yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Will it be a mad one, do you think?
No, I'm too bad.
Okay, all right. Well, €50 back pocket will be fairly nice for the stag weekend. So let's see how we get on.
No, you said it.
Just a little bit of fight and talk from you, Eamon. How are you feeling this morning? Do you want to just, like, you know, put some words together?
No,
yeah, go on.
I'm feeling confident. Confident.
Yeah. You think you're going to take me down, do you?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Best of luck with
it. Here's the deal. You're going to go first with your 3 questions, Eamon. And as you know, our rule is you have 10 seconds to answer when the show finishes our question.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay, question number one.
I'm only joking. You sound really nice, Eamon. I'm just getting in the role, okay? All right, here we go. Question number one. Now, Claire, I like you very much, just as you are, is a line from what iconic movie? 7 seconds, Eamon.
The Notebook.
Is the I'm wrong up. Answer. Oh. Oh, it was Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that either, Eamon, to be honest. Okay. Girly muck, as they say.
It's not muck. Bridget yeah. Jones is iconic, well, I'll have you know.
Pure muck.
Pure yeah. muck. Thanks, Eamon.
Yeah. All right, lads. All right. In it together.
Question number two.
Eamon, what exactly is a maxi dress? Go.
Summer dress.
Need more than that.
6 seconds.
What type of dress is it?
Long summer dress.
Long summer dress. You have to give him that.
Claire, did you play any role in that?
I didn't. Don't put me mouth.
She's afraid of me. I will tell you that your answer is correct. The exact description is a long dress that usually reaches the ankles. Mm. So there you go. Well done. Well played. Okay. Question number three. Don't know how you're going to do on this, to be honest with you. We'll see. I'm trying to decide between stiletto, French or coffin. Where on my body am I getting this done? Go.
Shoot your feet.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's not the right answer, Eamon. I'm very sorry.
You got
taken in by the stiletto, but I also said French or coffin. Claire, do you want to tell him what the answer is?
Nails.
Do you know what? What it proves to me is you really took on board what I said. She didn't help you at all.
Do you know what, Eamon? I think is a bit of a stinker that you weren't even given any multiple choice options there. She was going really hard on you this week.
Just crazy.
Yep. It's your race.
The game's the game, Eamon. The game's the game.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bear that in mind.
Get zero.
No, you didn't. You got one. Show has
got
to go
one.
Next. And Eamon, I've got your back, okay? So I've got a couple of tricky ones for her. So my first one is particularly tricky, okay?
Okay.
Do you know what an anagram is?
Yeah.
It's where the letters are all jumbled up.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go then with our first question. Synthetic cream, I've written down, look at it, is an anagram of which top Premier League football club? Synthetic cream.
This is mean.
It's hard. Okay. Synthetic cream. That's a football club anagram jumbled up. Top team.
Oh. Hands up.
You could be here all day. I'd probably get it eventually. Eamon, do you know it?
Can you think of it?
That is what I would describe as a stinker, Eamon.
To be honest with you.
Synthetic cream is an anagram of Manchester City.
That's grand if you had a bit of time, but 10 seconds is not exactly conducive to figuring that out. I think you're being harsh on me.
Question number two. That's 0 points so far, just to hammer that home. 0 points.
Zero, yeah, okay.
Next question. A famous sport originated in England, in Yorkshire. It's played in Ireland each year. But is the sport wibble wobbling, wet wang whippeting, or welly wanging?
I'm going to say it's...
Wibble wobbling, wet wang whippeting, or welly wanging?
Welly wanging.
Yes! It is welly wanging.
I've heard of it before.
It's basically throwing a welly. Yeah. They do it at the Plowing Championships each year.
And I think it's like, where did you say it originated?
In Yorkshire.
Yeah, but I think I read about it. There's a big competition there.
Okay, so that's one point. Yeah. Okay, we've got a final question for you here, show. It's a trade question.
Eamon, yeah, prepare to go down.
Okay. I want to know which tradesman or profession would work with a ball cock.
Ball cock is a plumber. It's 100% plumber. I'm very confident. I'm sorry, Eamon. I'm sorry. I told you I'd take you down.
She did. She's got 2 points. She's the champion, Eamon.
I'm disgusted with you, to be honest.
Claire, how are you feeling this morning? Are you disappointed?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
You're back in the girls, aren't you?
I am.
Claire, I really like you, Eamon. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to pretend. Like, I don't know how that happened. That's a real rarity. And do you know what? I like your vibe a lot. So I'm going to give you the €50 one for all voucher. And Claire, I'm going to give you a travel mug. And guys in the back, I'm going to give you goodie bags. I can't be mean.
It's not in her nature. Guys, thanks for having the crack with us. Have a cracking weekend. Enjoy the stag, Eamon, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're brilliant. We love you lots. Have a great weekend, all right? Bye, guys.
Bye.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.